Well, first of all, it's been an incredibly difficult decision to come to. I think I'm between a rock and a hard place on this one. You have the situation which I find disrespectful in terms of this song, and I think there's a large part of the population that find it disrespectful. But then on the other hand, you have a part of society which has decided to demonstrate in this way. And if I wasn't to play it, I would be seen as banning it, and that would bring up issues of freedom of speech and censorship. So the decision I have made is that I am not going to play it in full, but that I will play a clip of it in a news environment. That is a news reader telling you about the fact that this record has reached a certain place in the chart, and here is a clip of that track.
But you're not going to play it on the official chart show, as you ordinarily would.
So it will be within the chart show.
So you're not playing the song in full?
I'm not playing the song in full.
Why have you decided that exactly? Can you just clarify a little bit more the reason for coming to that decision? It is a compromise, isn't it?
It is a compromise, and it is a difficult compromise to come to because you have very difficult and emotional arguments on both sides of the fence. And also, as well as that, let's not forget, you also have a family that is grieving for a loved one who is yet to be buried. It is historical fact that this record has been chosen as a sort of mark of a demonstration by a part of society, and we need to mark that. It is our duty, if you like, to inform and educate our audience about that record and the reason why it has been chosen. But on the other hand, it is not a political record. It is not shipbuilding. It is not a Billy Bragg record. It is actually a personal attack on an individual.
Have you been affected by the pressure then?
No, I think Radio 1 and One Extra take difficult editorial decisions about taste and decency around music day in, day out. We have to think of the issues of swearing or imagery, violence against women or knife crime, issues every day that we are making decisions about is the right way forward.
People who think you should play the song would look at this as you're dropping the song, really, that you've probably caved into the political pressure. You're on the front cover of the Daily Mail. Politicians have been calling it insensitive, offensive. The Director General himself said it was tasteless.
Well, I believe that the use of that record is tasteless, but I also believe that...
But it's what people are buying.
Well, it is what people are buying, and therefore you have this situation, as I say, you have two very emotional arguments, and I will not win. I will be hated by one of those sides, or probably in the conclusion that I've come to, both sides.
Do you worry about the credibility, though, of Radio 1? I mean, you know, where does it end, Ben? What if a song in a few weeks gets into the top 10 or even in the top 5 and it's something that offends another group of people? Are you going to have the same opinion? Are you going to drop it or play a bit of it?
Well, as I say, this is not